and in Baxter in the Morning.
All right, a bonus after show podcast. Today is Wednesday. What is the date?
Why?
January 30th.
It's the 30th. You've asked me that like four times today. And I you know what? I do know what it is. You're a little distracted today. Probably more than I've ever... Normally I get in trouble for being distracted.
Right.
And a fly can distract me. But you, you're a little bit harder to distract. And today you're off your game there, buddy.
I thought I was dialed in today because I thought just in case one of my friends was listening, I wanted to be impressive on the radio.
Your friends.
And sound like, you know, my voice quality was good and my content quality was right and my interview skills were on point.
Wow.
Because you never know when somebody important is going to be listening to the podcast.
Right. Well, so who are you saying is important? Who do you think's listening?
Jana Kramer.
Oh, well, it has been a big day for Jana Kramer.
It has been, and... let me give you an idea of how my day starts. And again, for those of you who listen and have listened to the After Show podcast for a long time, my day starts at 4:01. It can't start at 4 o'clock because that is not a good time.
1 minute longer.
4:01, though, is a great time. So my day starts at 4:01, and we had done a video, and we talked about this in the Full Show podcast yesterday, where Instagram went down over the weekend or Monday or something, and everybody freaked out. Is Instagram down? Are you having trouble with your Instagram? So we made this silly video of me kind of teeing it up and then Kelly's reaction when Instagram was down.
Because people really do have panic attacks when social media goes down.
Yeah, so we made fun of it.
Yeah.
And Michael Steele was in there. And we also, when it came back to me, because like it was just going to be me with the intro, Kelly, then Michael, and then be done with it. And she said, no, you really need to have something with you at the end of it.
So basically, all of this is thanks to me when we get down to the brass tacks.
I don't know if you gave me the idea what my content should be, or did you?
I did.
I don't think so.
Because I was like, it'd be really funny if you were like, oh my gosh, I can't follow Jana and her family, because that's what we do.
Right. And again, like I think it even started when I was down the hall on our sister station, Kiss. Jana Kramer had come out. She'd done One Tree Hill. And I'm like, man, that girl's really pretty. And then she had songs that were big hits, like I Got the Boy was in this.
I got the first kiss, she'll get...
So, and then, you know, so we joke and we're like, oh, Jana Kramer, she's having babies, oh, she's married, oh my gosh, whatever. All we kind of follow the drama on the show.
Yeah.
And it's almost like it's its own reality show, even though it's played out in real life. So all this stuff goes on and I end up, Jana doesn't tweet me back, which was like, well, you know, we shot our shot, we... tried, she didn't like what we did, or
she hadn't seen it yet.
Well, and that's what it ended up being, because then I thought, man, did we embarrass ourselves? Did we look like tools?
Yeah.
You know, because there's no telling what she gets on social media. And lo and behold, and I know everybody thinks they're normal, I think we're really normal. Right?
Yeah, for the most part.
I think we are.
I think don't most people that are weird say, I'm normal?
I'm normal. Everybody's like me.
Right.
Okay, so maybe I'm not all the way normal.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I tweet Jana. She doesn't respond. I wake up at 4:01. It is 15 degrees when I wake up. The dog doesn't want to go outside. I'm trying to get him to go outside. He's a German Shepherd. You can't really make him go if you don't want to go. And then I go to my Twitter account, and I realize, wow, I had a whole bunch of retweets and likes, right, in the mentions and all category. And as I scroll through there, I realize that one of the people that responded to my tweet was Jana Kramer. It's Kramer Girl on Twitter. And the response is legitimately, ha, 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 love you, exclamation mark. So the first thing that goes through my mind is I've been followed by another fake Jana Kramer. Because every time I tweet at her, some fake Jana Kramer tries to follow me. And for a second, I'm all excited because I believe it's really Jana Kramer.
Right.
And it's not.
Yeah, and then your dreams are shattered.
So I realized I clicked on it and I'm like, wait a minute, that's the verified account. That's the real Jana Kramer right there. Like that legitimately is her. So then I start to think, maybe this is all a dream. And I promise you, I was standing by the refrigerator at this point. I had walked from the back door of the house to the refrigerator. I opened it again and I wiped my eyes. And it sounds like it's a movie thing, and it's so dumb. But I was like, maybe I'm just seeing this wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an extra R at the end of Jana Kramer.
Yeah, because that almost choked. That happens.
What are you choking on?
I don't know. I was trying to just, I guess, swallow my spit and I choked.
Well, you are very saliva happy.
Yeah, I am.
Speaking of Jana Kramer, makes me that way as well.
Does she? Oh my gosh.
So dumb. So anyway, it really was Jana Kramer. I think that's awesome. And I've been a fan. I think I'm more of a fan today because she responded. And she was cool about it. Like, she's fun with it. So.
And I've been listening to her Wind Down podcast. And I really enjoy it. And it's funny because I guarantee you people feel like they know her. Because she's extremely genuine and honest. And, you know, they talk about real stuff, you know.
Yeah, relationship issues. And
so I enjoy listening to that. And they even, you know, she and her husband fight. And, you know, it's normal. And they talk about it. And I like it.
Yeah. So it's real life.
Yeah.
And it's a side of a celebrity that they typically don't give you because most celebrities will just give you that sugary sweet side. Yep. Or they give you this manufactured, oh, I'm a bad girl type thing. But like, I think she really is, you know, pretty much right out there.
Yeah.
But again, so now we're friends and, okay, maybe we're not all the way friends.
If we can get her on the show, then I will start telling people that y'all are friends.
Okay.
But until then, I can't say that. I really am happy for you today because this is a big deal.
No, and it's dumb because I'm a 41-year-old man. And it's dumb that
married with a child.
Right. In a happy marriage, all that silly stuff. But like, it's still.
Celebrity crushes.
As a man, you can still say, hey, you know what? She's really pretty.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is. So, okay, stop making that weird. I don't need to keep agreeing.
Beautiful. Yeah, she is.
Okay, I'm done.
No, you were about to say, whatever you were about to say was going to be good. Say it.
No, because it's only going to get me in trouble with my wife.
Say it.
And my wife is silly.
You're kind of already in trouble, but go ahead and say it. I've already told you how to handle that.
She's kind of silly about it, but I don't know if she's legitimately, if she gets aggravated or if she's playfully aggravated.
I think she's playfully aggravated.
We could call her and ask her.
Okay.
Is that a mistake?
No.
What I was going to say is, like, Jana Kramer, talented actress, performer, music, right? She's really kind of helped, I think, mothers and people like that. The podcast thing is successful. And she's really pretty. And, like, you see her in Instagram stories in the middle of the night where she wakes up feeding a kid. And you're like, wait a minute.
Right.
Did somebody do her makeup and her hair?
Yeah, I know.
How does she look like that? Because I know if I woke up in the middle of the night and I started doing Instagram videos, people, I wouldn't post them.
It'd be like a nightmare for people. Not just you. I was talking about myself, too.
That was really
I would awful. Never post myself like that.
So, but she does. Should we call my wife?
Yeah, I think we should.
I don't know. It could be funny.
Yeah, but it could be really funny.
All right, we'll try.
But I'm going to sit back here and not say anything because I'm scared of her.
And then we'll send this to Jana Kramer so she can hear what my day has been like.
Yeah.
And how something so silly as just responding to a tweet can make somebody's day. And it makes me think I need to be better about that.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I need to be like, hey, you know what? You took the time to think of me today.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to think of me today. Right?
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey, babe.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing an after show podcast today because there was a lot to talk about.
As in?
Well, I mean, we've talked about climate. Politics.
Politics.
The Super Bowl. You know, all the things I typically talk about, you know, crime.
Mm-hmm. Crime.
Yeah.
Fighting crime. I'm an everyday crime fighter. Also, oh my gosh.
Did you push the wrong button?
I think I did. So, our question to you today is, and we're sending this podcast to Jana Kramer, just so you know.
Okay. Well, my husband is a stalker, and I apologize in advance.
You can't say that because I think I'm normal.
I don't.
Why am I not normal?
I don't know. Do you really want me to start?
No, here's what you don't even know what I've said because this isn't on the radio. I said me and you are in a great relationship, and we love each other, and it's just cute.
Mm-hmm. Adorable. So cute.
You sound like you think it's cute.
So cute.
Maybe she thought that like about 10 years ago, but now the cuteness kind of turns into a little bit of aggravation.
Well, let me just say this. If my
Your
life is made?
Yeah.
That came out of your mouth there, buddy.
He acknowledged you.
Did you? See, you're an idiot, Kelly, because you're not supposed to send everything. You're
Kelly
not
has nothing to do with it.
She's
I was
not
trying to give
friend.
Her a heads up because people were going to say something to her that
oh,
you were
you.
That you were tweeting out my day. This has been the best day ever.
I didn't say that. Okay, maybe I did. But I was in the middle of doing a show.
Right.
Oh, so you were...
What?
You were occupied? You didn't mean to say that?
I was...
You know I don't have Twitter. You didn't post it on Instagram.
Oh, I will. I just haven't had time to get there yet.
Right. Oh, well, typically you do all three at once.
Well, I know that, but... But I do this thing called a radio show, and this morning it was very busy, very busy.
At once, like
I'm sorry, could you
100%
please,
of the time?
Could you please speak into the phone?
Maybe you're deaf.
Well.
Stop. Anyway.
Maybe you're old, need hearing aids.
Maybe that's what we need to let Jana know.
See, now y'all are ruining it. I just need her to come on the show, and it'll be a great interview. Remember when we interviewed Garth Brooks and I got really nervous?
What would you ask her?
Well, I'd talk about mom life and her podcast and when she was an actress. I'd talk about growing up in Michigan. I would talk about, you know, when she recorded I Got the Boy. She's gone
through
a lot.
Sounds like you have a long list of stuff that you would ask her.
She's gone through marital hardships. We talk about that and how she overcame those. I mean, like, dude.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. Like, I would so nail that interview. Actually, when I was in school, I was voted most likely to nail an interview.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
All right, so...
So, seriously, though, like, are you really excited that she acknowledged you?
Mm-mm.
Like, were you...
It's funny, because I know she can see all of your faces right now and exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's what's awesome about it, right? If Adam Levine were to respond to something that you said in a joking way, I would think that was cool of Adam Levine to do that. Because it's like I told Kelly just a few minutes ago, legitimately, like, she gets all kinds of stuff. People, celebrities get all kinds of stuff, and they don't have to respond.
Yeah, some of it's really weird, and probably some of it they don't ever want to respond to.
Yeah, I get it.
So for her to take the time just to acknowledge the fact that we did that video, I thought that was cool of Jana Kramer.
That is cool.
So there you go. You actually,
if I didn't have to hear about her every day, it might be a little bit more cool to me.
Hey, let me talk to Kai and see what he thinks about it.
Oh, gosh.
He's sick.
So he can still speak.
She doesn't want you to talk to him.
Hold on.
As a matter of fact, I believe Kai will marry Jolie one day, which is Jana Kramer's show.
I betrothed my son to you, Jana.
Are you going to talk to him?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
What's up, Kai?
Hi.
Kai, outside of your mother, who's my girlfriend?
Jana Kramer.
Guess what she told me on Twitter overnight, Kai?
What?
She said she loves me.
Who did?
Jana.
Jana Kramer said that.
Wait, really?
She
did
said...
Did she actually?
She said, love you. She did.
Exclamation mark.
Do you have proof?
Tell your mom. Your mom has proof.
All right. Let me... Show me. Show me, Mom.
Kai, is this the greatest day of your life, too?
Hold on.
How funny is it that your 9-year-old son...
Here we go.
...instantly says Jana Kramer. Yes. Are you showing him?
Well, gosh.
So what should he say back, Kai?
I don't know what he said back.
What should I say?
Should he say, I love you too?
I'm married already.
Ooh, he just got bonus points with your wife.
Kai, I'm not even saying I want to marry Jana Kramer.
He's just excited she said...
Yes, you are.
Kai, stop stirring problems in front of your mother.
He is your son.
Right.
Yeah.
He will take over this show one day. Just
I know
a heads up.
Yeah, I know.
He'll hire some woman to come.
What's
in
wrong
with
you today? You sick?
Yeah, I know.
All right. What are you gonna do today?
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, just know I love you, okay?
All righty.
I love you like Jana Kramer loves me.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh, she's back.
Yeah, it's me, your wife.
All right. Tell Jana you said hi, okay? Go ahead.
Hi, Jana. I'm sorry my husband's a stalker.
Ooh.
Please take that back.
She can't.
No.
I can't edit this. Take that back right now.
Mm-mm.
I'm not really a stalker. That sounds
weird.
Hi,
Jana. I'm sorry my husband's obsessed with you.
That's better.
Oh. That's better.
Stop the phone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That went better than I thought.
Yeah, because she knows Jana.
I was a little nervous.
So anyway, it is Jana Kramer Day at my house. We will celebrate Jana Kramer.
We have 2 days for her now, her actual birthday, because that's normally the best day of your life.
Yeah.
Because isn't the same as Britney Spears? Isn't it Jana and Britney have the same birthday?
Yeah.
And those are
something
like
about
your
that day.
That's that day. So it's like that day, and then January 30th was the day, I guess, or should we say 29th?
What was the 29th?
That's
and
the
she's
day she
responded
you.
Like before to other things, but she's never said that she loves
love
me.
You.
She's never said that.
Right. Oh, there wasn't an I in there. It was just a love you. So it was kind of more, less formal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Should've just called it like I saw it. Should've just called for help and ran like hell that day. That's Whiskey by Jana Kramer. We also had I Hope It Rains.
I hope it rains on you.
We have Why You Wanna.
Oh, oh. Why You Wanna show up in an old t-shirt that I love.
And of course we have
I Got the First Key.
She also has her podcast. It's the Wind Down Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
So. W-H-I-N-E.
So thank you, Jana, for listening to us today. We would love to have you on the radio program. Kelly, will you make sure
awesome.
She gets this?
Yes, Jana, please.
All right.
My number is, just kidding.
Just DM us on social media. We'll get back to you.
Yeah.
All right. Hope you guys have a great day. The After Show podcast will pop in every once in a while and knock out these special after shows. Anyway, have a great day.